My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nathaniel Lowe at the plate has been on board twice, and he lifts this one high into the air, deep into left field. Burleson going back, racing back to the wall, and it's gone into the Rangers bullpen. An opposite field home run for Nathaniel Lowe, and the Rangers are up now 6-2.
Good morning, Metroplex. That's the way we start the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from Oxnard, California, brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, Guardian Caps, and Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We are live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, and they just refuse to leave the top of the show in terms of being a possible trade contender. 6-3 yesterday over the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis got to see Nathan Eovaldi up close. And, of course, Houston and Seattle both lose. So you're now 3.5 games back in the American League West and 6 games back in the wild card.
Yeah, and I don't think it's any coincidence that Eovaldi, Robertson, Spores, and Yates all threw last night.
Man, I hope not.
I don't think it's any coincidence. Those guys hadn't pitched since Thursday and Friday, respectively. And they just happened to pitch 24 hours before the trade deadline. I don't think there's any coincidence. Because they still might not know. They still just be dangling guys, whatever. But I don't think there's any coincidence that those guys threw last night.
It's not weird that Yates threw.
It's not weird that they threw in the terms of...
And since Thursday?
It's weird in the sense that they were in a position to have a save, have a victory after the way they played against Toronto.
Yeah, so from the standpoint of the win, like, that was everything worked out. Like, I think they wanted genuinely to get these guys into a game, to, you know, last final showcase, especially against a team that may be in the market for some of them. It just struck me as, okay. I don't think that's very odd.
6 innings for Nathan Eovaldi, 3 hits for Wyatt Langford. You heard Nate Lowe do his thing. So now you're back with the seesaw, 3.5 games back after the two teams ahead of you lose.
Shook it up, baby. They shook up the top of that lineup. When was the last time you think Marcus Semien hit third in a lineup?
Ooh.
Oakland?
It's probably been a while, so they shake it up. Josh,
you don't have the answer?
I genuinely don't know. I have no idea, but... Marcus Semien, who's been consistent leadoff hitter here in Texas, they shake it up. They go Josh Smith, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, shake up that lineup, and they get production. Everybody, they collect 6 hits from the top 4 in the lineup there with Wyatt Langford hitting cleanup. So maybe that was the solution all along. Shake it up, baby.
So the team that they're playing now in St. Louis, they're 2 back in the wild card. Pittsburgh is next at 2 back in the wild card. Or right there with them. And people in Pittsburgh are talking about buy. My buddy in Pittsburgh radio host, he's like, buy. They're all talking about buying there. And, you know, we're kind of, Bobby's in sell mode. I'm kind of in small buy. Are you in hold? Where are you now?
I could go either way.
Yeah.
Small buy. You want to sell all the contracts that you're not bringing back? I'm totally fine with that as well. They're not winning it this year.
No,
I'm not.
I don't think so.
That's my stance. I'm not married to anything for this year with any type of false hope. I'm worried about being a contender for next year.
Like, Tampa's closer to the playoffs.
And I would prefer to keep Eovaldi, but I realize those challenges.
Right. Tampa's much closer to the Rangers, to the playoffs than the Rangers. They're 3.5 back of the wild card. But, you know, their run differential, they look at the run differential, like, it's minus 50. We should be further back, whereas the Rangers are in the positive. They should be much, much closer. They're just not. They've blown too many games.
Can't you just have one of these handshake deals with Eovaldi, though, that have become common in baseball? Like, can't you say, like, look, if you really want to be back here, let's just go ship you off, give you a chance to contend for this last half a year. You opt out, and then we work out your deal in the offseason, and you come back to a team that's stronger because we've gone out and made a deal for you?
If they pay him.
Yeah, they got to pay him.
Which a lot of people think the Rangers... There's some people who believe that the Rangers ownership was fine with a 3-game loss. Mm-hmm. Not rooting for it, but fine getting swept because they don't want to buy. They don't want to have a pressure or a spotlight put on them in order to acquire. There's some that believe that.
I mean, I think that that's a fair conspiracy theory. And look, I mean, you can have the handshake, and the handshake has worked at times, but at other times, I mean, John Lester famously had a handshake deal with the Boston Red Sox when he was traded to Oakland.
And then he balked.
And he signed with Chicago,
he
the Cubs.
He got the yips.
And he signs with the Cubs, and I mean, I guess it worked out. He wound up winning a World Series. You know, so, like, it's happened where guys have been like, I went and saw the grass elsewhere and not really wanting to go back.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, also... Nathan Eovaldi has been elsewhere. If he's going to balk on you and go somewhere else, that's going to happen whether you trade him or not. That's going to happen just because he gets to free agency.
Nate Evaldi's control has been out of control. I'm on fire this morning. Did not walk a hitter for the 6th straight outing, covering 43 innings. His last walk came in the 3rd inning of a June 26 game at Milwaukee. He's faced a franchise record 166 straight hitters without issuing a walk. And he changed his uniform yesterday and undershirt after every single inning during the game. But that St. Louis Heat ain't no joke. Started with a heat index around 138 Celsius. So he was changing his uniform and undershirt after every single inning. The Celsius I got from ESPN.com. But yeah, nasty, muggy in St.
Gross.
Louis.
Gross.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals... They did make a deal.
Yep, and might have screwed us. The White Sox might have screwed us a little bit here. The St. Louis Cardinals make a trade for Eric Fetty.
Yeah.
From the Chicago White
Fetty
Sox.
Wop.
Yeah, that's exactly who that is, Fetty Wop. A 3.11 ERA this season, 3.76 FIP. So, I mean, the peripherals have matched up pretty well. He actually wasn't even in the majors last year. He was pitching in Korea. But the Cardinals make a deal for a starting pitcher with the White Sox starting to offload, starting to sell. So that one's a little, if you're talking about creating a market for Nathan Eovaldi and why it maybe isn't a great idea to yo-yo back and forth and figure out what you want to do, there's an argument for it right there. You kind of were twiddling your thumbs for a little bit, and you lost somebody who definitively reports had been out there. They were interested in Eovaldi, and that was a top target for them.
Yeah, and St. Louis is doing the buy-sell. They're doing the buy and sell right now. And I think that's the trend that we're seeing this offseason, where we're seeing teams want to buy and want to sell at the same time. I think it's smart. It gives you a lot of options.
Regular season, right? Not offseason?
Yeah. Right now. Like at the trade deadline, we're seeing teams want to buy and want to sell. So I don't think it's a problem if the Rangers want to offload Michael Lorenzen and a couple of other guys and then still be on the buyer side, too.
They made 11 roster moves yesterday. Like, everyone is waiting to see what they do. They made 11 moves. Josh Young is back, and so is Cody Bradford. They already made it known Bradford is going to be coming out of the bullpen. That's how much starting pitching depth we have. We're absolutely loaded.
Loaded.
As a non-playoff team. So Bradford is back. Zeke Duran was also recalled. John Gray goes on the 15-day IL with the right groin strain. Andrew Kisner, Justin Foscue, Ornelas, some of these names being optioned to AAA. Evan Carter transferred to the 60-day injured list. Bye-bye for his season. But Young and Bradford set for their first action since April. Josh Young checking in with him in the minors every night on social media. He's getting hits.
It's good to see him back and Bradford. Bradford was and does have the ability to be a really valuable piece down the stretch if he can come back and be healthy. Obviously, Young solidifying and extending the lineup. And the bummer is the Evan Carter situation. I assume that transfer is retroactive to his original day on the DL. I don't know how the new rules work and everything, but it's a bummer because this has been a wasted season for him. And many thought he had a real legitimate chance to win the Rookie of the Year along with Wyatt Langford. He was such a good player last year for us.
Well, the way he played this year erased chances.
Well, it did, but I think games-wise, he still had a chance.
The interesting thing to me there is the idea of putting Bradford like right back in the bullpen, because Bradford did not look bad on his rehab starts, and he was the most dominant pitcher you had the first three outings he went out there this year, where it was 18 innings, he had 17 strikeouts and two walks, was not like getting hit hard at all, looked like a completely different pitcher. So I don't know if that's just a thing where they're just planning on, hey, let's work him back into the bullpen, get him some, you know, get him some innings and work him back in, or if that's, no, this is where he belongs now. Because to me, he looked like one of your five best pitchers you possibly had at your disposal this year when he was pitching earlier.
The Mariners making more moves. Justin Turner is still around. Good grief. What is he, 39?
Something like that.
They get Justin Turner from the Toronto Blue Jays.
I always think of Justin Turner when we're out here because he had the most annoying LAX, like, please, if you see something, say something. If somebody leaves their baggage somewhere, it was like an LAX like PSA video that ran all across the airport. Yeah, a couple of years ago, and I grew really tired of seeing his ginger beard everywhere. But he's been on a tear with Toronto just the last few games. If you look at it, he has 8 hits in his last, what is that now? In his last 14 at-bats, he has 8 hits. And so he's been on a tear recently with them, trying to get the hell out of Toronto.
And they're in sell mode. They send the cooch.
Right after sweeping us?
Yeah, they sweep the Rangers, and then they send the cooch to Houston.
Weird. Normally after you sweep a bad team, you buy in completely and you'd say that so. you're gonna be all in.
Wow, are you maturing? Your response and stop down wasn't for the cooch? Who was the cooch?
Kikuchi. Yusei Kikuchi, the pitcher from Toronto. They send him to what?
Just because who's the cooch, and you go, the coochie.
Kikuchi. Kikuchi from Toronto, they sent him to Houston for utility player, an infielder, and a right-handed pitcher. So, I mean, they're kind of buying into. And then they need some pitching help. They've had some injuries this year.
Justin Turner's going to be 40 in 2 months.
The Mike Gundy era.
Max Scherzer against Lance Lynn today on 105.3 The Fan.
Man, do not try to bunt on Lance Lynn today. He will throw the next hitter.
I thought you said you were going to give him a heart attack.
Well, you would. You might. But like that's kind of funny. Like, it's been his MO like as he's gotten older. Really everywhere, but as he's gotten older especially. You bunt on him, he's going to throw at you.
Lynn gave up 10 runs in 2 2/3 at the Nationals on July 6th. Since then, 2 runs over his last 11 innings. So, 2 earned. He settled it down on the season of 4.17 ERA.
Man, who lets their pitcher give up 10 runs in a game before they get taken out? Just so early in the game, they don't want to kill the bullpen, I guess.
Man, doesn't it feel... How does it feel like he was here just a couple years ago?
Yeah, it feels like it was like 2 years ago, maybe 3.
2020. Yeah. It feels like it was less time than that.
Well, we were also talking about him as like a trade option a couple different times over the last few years, so maybe it's just the association there. I can't think of Lance Lynn without thinking of he's the reason they had to change the bullpen at the old ballpark, because when La Russa called to the bullpen during the World Series, he accidentally called Lance Lynn in because they couldn't see down there. And then he had one batter and went back out. And so the next year they're like, yeah, we got to make it easier for visiting teams to call down to the bullpen.
105.3 The Fan combine yesterday out here on the practice fields during the Cowboys off day. What happened, RJ Choppy?
Came out there and, quite frankly, dominated.
You dominated.
I did. I won the throwing contest. It was not a spiral contest.
Wasn't the tight spiral that Carter had originally teased?
We did not go with the spiral contest. We decided to do a throwing contest. And we had Ruben.
Was it distance? Was it accuracy?
Yes, it was distance.
Oh my
it
god!
Was
distance. I cannot hold on to this football.
You gotta lick the fingers and you gotta rub them together like this. Yeah, like, use some friction.
Yeah.
We had Ruben set up down the way, so Ruben was the official yardage guy. I won that.
Who else impressed and who embarrassed?
Kevin embarrassed. Kevin tried, I think Kevin did okay in the kicking, but he tried to do a field goal, and he did a little hop. Like
a skip?
A skip kind of in the middle.
Because like, a skip sounds a lot worse than a hop, even though it could be the same thing.
It was like he took a step, and then another step, and then he did a hop, and then two more steps, and then a hop, then the kick. Mm. And the kick never got off the ground. One of them did. One of them did. The wind knocked his kick down on a 30-yard field goal attempt. But Corey won the kicking, and I won the throwing part of the 52 yards. 52 yards.
He hit a 52-yard field goal?
No, that was the throw. My throw was 52 yards.
More than half the field. Good for
field
you.
Field goal was... But it was a little less than 30. Yeah, I think it was a 25-yard field goal.
Sounds like he could be the second quarterback on this team right now.
Sign me up, man.
Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as we finish out the week here in Oxnard, California for Cowboys Training Camp, brought to you by the On-Time Experts, Best Buy's Window and Siding. And if you're watching on the Fan Cam, thank you. And thank you to Uber One. New members enjoy 3 months free at joinuberone.com. There is a report that CeeDee Lamb's deal is very, very close, and Bobby will get you set for the first padded practice of training camp. It's going down today right behind us. That's all next as we go inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys right after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire radio show. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell live from Oxnard, California, where today they are supposed to put on the pads for the very first time out here at practice. I can't even get this source out of my mouth yesterday over this possible CeeDee Lamb deal. I'm sitting here. I finally made it in life. I'm the morning show host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network, and I'm supposed to cite Pretty Ricky as the one to break possible CeeDee Lamb news of a maybe possible four-year extension between $136 and $138 million. And RJ, you absolutely you love the sourcing and the reporting yesterday I saw on Twitter.
I'm a big fan. I like to mix things up a little bit. Plus, I do not hold reporters, sorry Bobby, in high regard. If they were any good, they'd be hosts. That's how I look at it, right? So I don't really hold the reporting aspect on the same respect level that you do. So this doesn't offend the senses.
Okay.
When it comes to me,
never mind. Go ahead.
But this is someone who's gotten some stories right.
I mean, he has. I remember Bobby mentioned. Now, you may have been out this week, but Bobby was mentioning this guy a couple of weeks back. It wasn't just on the Jordan Love deal. It was on a couple of others, too,
he scooped Jordan Love by – he got Rappaport by 2 minutes on the Jordan Love deal the other day.
Okay.
He's gotten Odell Beckham to the Dolphins a day before anybody else. He got the Trevor Lawrence extension about 20 minutes before Schefter and them broke it. So.
You have no idea who he is?
Uh-uh. No clue.
Okay. Do all those guys have the same agent?
No, they do not.
So, look, this would be about $34 million a year if he's right. Stephen Jones was on the KMC Masterpiece yesterday, and they asked him about the report out there that this holdup is not over how much a year, it's the total guarantee. Stephen Jones, is that fair to say?
It all comes into play at the end of the day. I mean, that's part of the art of the negotiation is to mix and match and trade off. Obviously, cash flow can be very important to these guys. Guarantees very important. Obviously, how we structure it to work around our cap situation, hoping that the cap historically, has done this in terms of, going up every year. It's not always a given. I mean, we had the COVID year, and so not always a given, but you certainly try to structure things that give you you ladder that out so that the cap situation can work for us. But, it's just a lot of moving parts to it, especially when you're talking about the type of numbers we're talking about for CD and Dak. It's, it's real money.
Mike Florio wrote a piece yesterday suggesting that Jerry Jones not paying his players could be tied to the DirecTV lawsuit. That he's saying, look, I know where the money goes in this league. I have a better handle on it than anyone in football. And something was happening right here down the road where I was the only witness for the league and all that stuff. So Florio was trying to tie that in. Why do you have this little smirk on your face?
Because that's pretext if Jerry's going to lean on that. That's just an attempt to...
I mean, I write it more off as a Florio theory.
Sure.
But he did bring it up.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of times Florio's theories are his own. There are other times where Florio's theories are just whispers, I think, that he hears that he turns back out. And so if they were to really try and negotiate from a position like that, which I'm not saying they wouldn't, I think they've tried a lot of other tactics over the years that would be similar – then I think that's a bad negotiating position to try and be in. I will say,
but is it not fair?
No, I don't think it's fair. I don't think the cap is going to dive bomb like it did under COVID. In fact, I would be stunned if it goes down any because of the lawsuit.
Is that not so? Quick, Google says that the NFL lost between $3 and $4 billion during the COVID pandemic.
Yep.
If this is triple because it's antitrust, that would be $12 billion.
Yep.
$12 to $15 billion, depending on what the number is inside. Mm-hmm. Is that not
a reason?
A reason? I mean, if they did not, because they lowered the cap after COVID, right?
Right. The NFL has insurances against lawsuits like this. Yes, they do. Okay. And there weren't the same sort of insurance protections for COVID.
Jane Slater reported that CeeDee Lamb talked about his deal and said it just has to make sense. Jane reported he is 195 to 196, bigger, faster, and more explosive than previous years as he was working out in Houston. And then Brandon Cooks was asked about Lamb, and he said, he's the best receiver in the league for a reason. I played with a guy named Aaron Donald, who, if I'm not mistaken, did not come to camp 3 years in a row and won Defensive Player of the Year, and CD is that good of a receiver.
That's the Mike argument from minicamp, right? Aaron Donald won Defensive Player of the Year. Why do I have to be here? I don't need to show up for this. Mm-hmm. Which, that was a silly argument when Michael was trying to throw it out, so it's a silly argument for this one. Here's the argument that I think is better for CD in terms of missing time, is that it's the second year in an offense. It's one that Dak largely commands, and he spent all offseason with Dak. Even if he's holding out now, he's been in Dak's backyard working on all the timing and all the offensive things and has been in communication with him the entire time. So those are stronger arguments to me than just, yeah, you can completely miss work and be fine, because the reality is CeeDee has not missed their work most of this offseason.
And the other question to Stephen Jones on the KMC Masterpiece, what has been the biggest missing piece for you guys? What has not been there in the playoffs?
I just think, you've got to bring, and you got to, and Mike, historically, McCarthy's been good at that. I mean, he gets teams prepared for success in the playoffs. He's been to multiple championship games. He's won Super Bowls. So Mike understands it. It's just, sometimes you just have some bad luck. We just got to as we like to use a basketball term, we got to keep, if we can keep winning these 12 games and playing around the rim, then I think we're going to have some good mojo hit, hopefully sooner than later, in terms of our playoff success. We do like our roster. I understand, people are going to have criticism and say, well, how do you get better if you don't spend some money in free agency? But we're focused on our guys. We think we had a hell of a draft. I think the Kendricks acquisition was big for Mike. Having a guy out there who can direct traffic and knows what Mike wants out of this defense. So, I feel like, and then you get the guys back who were hurt when you talk about a Diggs and an Overshown, guys like that that are really, if you will, guys that you weren't counting on and that we didn't count on last year when we played Green Bay.
Man, there was a lot in there.
Yeah, there was.
First off, in talking about Green Bay, I love that Jerry said that at the presser the other day. They said, why doesn't McCarthy have an extension? He goes, Green Bay. And I was like, damn. It's true, but harsh. Bad luck. They haven't had any bad luck in the playoffs recently. They deserve to lose both San Francisco games, and they got their ass whipped by the Green Bay Packers. So in terms of those... excuse me, last three games, there ain't no bad luck in there. What else were you reacting to?
Yeah, like the bad luck, if you got to go back to Dez, the catch, or the Romo fumble. Unless you want to call Pollard getting hurt bad luck, I mean, that's part of the game. It's unfortunate. I wish you would have said that, they haven't had, clutch play at times. That would have been negotiating in the media, which would have created a stir. I just wanted a stir, but yeah, they haven't had tremendous bad luck. It's been a little bit, but not enough to talk about.
I don't know. It's the around the rim line there. That boy, I was
Eric Chiafalo needs to steal that as his intro.
Yeah. I was texting with somebody in the media yesterday, and they were like, Boy, I will take it all in references and press conferences for the rest of the time if it means getting rid of this around the rim phrase that they've leaned on the last month or so.
I mean, none of the quarterbacks could hit the rim the other day.
I haven't heard them saying around the rim.
I don't know. Around the rim has become a common one since basically the draft. Jerry and Steven have been thrown out. We're just hanging around the rim a little bit. And, you know, we just got to make sure we're around the rim and get putbacks, I guess, is what it is. But, I mean, that's the – yeah, bad luck is not – again, if you're talking about bad luck, does that mean Dak essentially breaking his ankle in 2020? Dak getting the calf injury midway through the season and not playing the same way? Like, I mean, I guess those are – the type of things that you would say are bad luck, but overall, no, it's just like not showing up. It's not showing up in big games.
Kyle Yeomans with his five standouts from the opening week of practice. Number five, Tyler Guyton. Number four, Eric Kendricks. Number three, Tyron Billy Johnson. Number two, Micah Parsons. And number one, Deron Bland.
Okay.
The best player or the number one standout from Kyle Yeomans on DallasCowboys.com.
Bland has been good. Deron Bland has had some good practices out here, and that's become, you know, we're accustomed to that. That's why it was silly to put him 20th on the list of corners by NFL executives or wherever they ranked him a couple weeks ago when you were going through the NFL list. But he is he's stepped out here and continued to be really, really strong. All the corners this so far early in this camp have been good, I thought. Some of what you've seen from Jordan Lewis, Kalen Carson, I think they've all been strong.
We have angry Aaron Rodgers, and RJ Choppy is not happy with his beloved Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'm not happy at all with Pat. Way to go. Way to sell your entire position group. he said, they were just talking to USA Today, which is still a pamphlet of a newspaper. he says he's not, quote, underpaid. Not underpaid. Now, I don't know if this is player speak or if he does actually feel that way, because in the game of football, in the actual game, in the context of the rest of the league, he cannot say he's not an underpaid player. Objectively, he is incredibly underpaid. And if I were him, I'd be livid with how the Chiefs managed their cap. I gave you a break and you let Tyreek Hill go? That's the repayment? That's why Dak should not be giving the Cowboys a break.
Well, right they there. Paid Chris Jones, and what else did they pay on defense that really carried them through the regular season? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know exactly where the money was allocated to or how much they held on to, but make no mistake, the Kansas City Chiefs regular season was aided tremendously by their defense last year and not their offense.
Yeah, but I mean,
which you can point to the loss of Tyreek, but I think they were in the ballpark with Tyreek with the offer.
They have moved on, though, from Frank Clark. They moved on this past offseason. They got rid of L'Jarius Sneed. He ends up with the Titans. And so, I mean,
they went and got a lot of receiver names.
Yeah, but I mean, like, ultimately nothing that adds up to the same sort of production that they were going to get from a top-tier receiver. It's still a collection of guys. It's it's Hollywood Brown. They've obviously drafted Rasheed Rice. They went and got Xavier Worthy. Those are still unproven, but, I mean, you're going to have to obviously build around that. And, I mean, look, this has been – you're going to need to replace these guys after Travis Kelce talking about this is the hardest offseason of his life. It's been so difficult having to follow Taylor Swift around Europe. And
you know, I read that article, and I didn't get any of that in there. So you at least from that article – totally misrepresented.
I don't
Travis
think I did.
You definitely did. Like, it's not even a debate. I was waiting to see any Taylor Swift, any travel, anything. None of that was in there, which would have made sense, but you totally misrepresented it, which now makes me have to double check and fact check you, which I don't need to waste time doing. 877-881-1053, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. See, I actually read the stuff that you guys send and double check it. We have a skunk alert out here. That is the word. What do you do with a skunk?
G-bag.
I've now conquered copperheads. I got all that down. RJ Choppy knows about coyotes. What do you do with a skunk? And episode and edition number two of Pedal to the Metal with an RJ Choppy Olympic update next. Good morning, Metroplex. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for here on Sean and RJ. And, of course, we are brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. We're a little bit on our toes this morning because Ruben led the way in, and even with his sunglasses on at night outside, he saw a skunk. Apparently saw a skunk.
Tail up, too. Yeah. That was tail up. I saw him. He was, at first I thought it was a squirrel. I was like, what's a squirrel doing out at this hour? And it was, no, it was tail up, scattering off. And
the skunk is in the facility, like probably, what, about 15 feet from our broadcast tent. And then Ruben went outside to track, and I think he's in the writer's tent right now.
Yeah, yeah, he's in the...
which is what? Probably 30 yards?
Yeah, probably about 20, 30 yards from us. Not very far.
Length of your throw yesterday?
Nope. 52, baby. That's a solid throw. It's close. It's close for comfort over there.
Just trying to get a lift in with Britt Brown in the weight room right behind us.
Now, I need some skunk tips. I've dealt with copperheads now. RJ, self-proclaimed king of the wildlife in Roanoke. How do you deal with a skunk? And what happens if that thing sprays? Because while driving home the other day, I saw a dead skunk on the road. And even pulling up to the skunk, and the skunk was dead, I could smell it.
Yeah, it'll emanate. They people say like on the fan text, just do nothing; it'll go away. Like you don't want to do it. Now some are saying like,
now if that skunk sprays. When do they decide to spray? And how far away do they have to be in order for us to get engulfed in it?
Oh, we will get engulfed in the smell. It's the when it gets on you that's the problem.
It's tough to get off. It's really tough to wash that off.
Now, tomato juice, my mom always said.
Man, if that thing crawls into this net, Choppy's like, we'll just do nothing. I'm like, if I'm just sitting here and this thing starts like brushing up against, I'm kicking it. Like, there's nothing I can do about that.
So
I'll be on top of this chair.
This is
on top of this Broadus. I'll break Broadus's chair because of a skunk.
Okay, this is from the 903. What do you do with the skunk? I'm a hay hauling country boy, putting hay in barns with skunks. You can't make them spray because you won't be able to put the hay in it.
What?
So I learned to catch him by hand to eliminate him from spraying. You jump on him fast and carefully. You have to get his tail down. He won't spray on himself. If you see...
This sounds like a prank.
Yeah, right? No, yeah. You got to get the spray. Once you see the tail...
Catch him, guys. Just catch him and hold his tail.
Just jump on top of him. Full force.
If you see his butt...
Head first.
If you see his butt and his lady man parts down there, it's too late. Once you see the lady and the man parts, it's too late.
You guys would probably rub his thighs like yesterday on the fan cam.
My son said that was a little sus. he didn't say sus.
Two guys comfortable in their sexuality.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I didn't mind. That was a hair. I exfoliated my hands. His legs are so hairy. Okay, so hairy. My calluses are gone now, just by rubbing your leg,
dude. The shower. I can't even. I've been having to take cold showers since I burned. Even warm water like makes this thing sting.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I took a shower last night. I was like, surely it's fine now. Nope. Couldn't even. To have warm water without it burning.
All right, KMC, they may have a better name for their segment. I don't know. You can decide, but this is the second edition of RJ Choppy's Pedal to the Metal.
Oh, we don't have an intro.
No, we don't have an intro. We just rely on the music.
Okay, very good. So the United States Olympic team...
Segment's not that good yet to deserve an intro.
No, baby. They are in first place, Sean, in the medal count. Medal count,
who
Tiki
is?
Barber. Of the United States of America.
Oh.
They are in first place in the medal count. However, they have only 3 gold medals and Japan 6. So Japan is in the lead in terms of the overall gold medals. But one of the most ridiculous rules comes from the Olympic Summer Games. Very bothersome, this rule here. Jordan Chiles is a USA gymnast. She finished 4th in the individual all-around qualifying. But she is not moving on to the next round. Why is she not moving on to the next round, you might ask?
Well,
I'm glad you asked that one. Because there's a stupid rule.
Because 4th place sucks?
No. There is a stupid rule. The top 10 qualifiers move on to the next round. But you cannot have more than 2 from any country. So do you want the 10 best in the finals? Or do you want the 10 best depending on where they come from?
Right.
In the finals.
I mean, that is kind of like what the Olympics is all about. Is
it's about the 10
from.
Best.
So, well, where
it's about
from
the being
too.
The best. How can you have the best Olympians?
This is a really good question because it's like, should you be punished for not having an indoor basketball court in your entire country? You know what I mean? Like someone who has all these resources and has so much more money, should that disqualify some of the have-nots?
Yeah,
it's a good question.
You know, like, I think the have-nots, our charity to them, Bobby, is allowing them in this event. We're allowing them to partake in this event. Get their, you know.
We're like the NATO of sports.
Yeah, get their cute little country on TV during the qualifying. But when it gets down to it, we want the big boys and the big girls in here, okay? That's what we want. And Jordan Chiles finishes fourth in the all-around qualification, yet she is not allowed in the finals. To me, that's a bad move on the Olympics.
Spittle, by the way, weighing in, agreed, do nothing with the skunks, only spray when threatened. They are harmless. Bobby, would you, two maybe unsuspecting characters, you got to have Choppy or Spittle fumigate or exterminate or be in charge of your pest control?
Oh,
you wouldn't think of either of them right there. But Spittle has all these little tricks and wildlife knowledge.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like RJ's is more just kind of toxic masculinity made
up.
Yeah,
for sure. Absolutely.
Whereas, like, I feel like Gavin would have researched and had to handle it. So probably Spittle, because Choppy, I feel like, makes it up half the time.
All right, next one. Bob Ballard. Bob Ballard is
Tell him. I can see you. I see just, it on your face. Just tell him.
No, I was just looking at Jordan Chiles. That's all.
I don't understand.
Bobby.
These two are on the other side of the table. Bobby. I don't know what they're talking about.
My gosh. Bob Ballard is from Eurosport. I'm sorry. I need to correct myself.
Is that a woman?
That yes. Okay. That's how could you not know?
Look. Look. I don't know. Right? Is it a gymnast?
That's the one we were just talking about.
A gymnast.
Jordan Chiles.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, fourth place.
Bob Ballard is from Eurosport.
First place now.
Bob Ballard.
Looking like 4 centimeters.
Was from Eurosport. He was doing the Olympic women's swimming, and he made this remark about the one of the
wait, he was doing. You see why I just asked? You just said he was doing the women's Olympic swimming.
Yeah, like he announcing.
Oh,
he's a dad. Sorry.
He's like Leah, sir.
Stop it. He was announcing the women's swimming, and he made this comment, which got him immediately, and I do mean immediately, pulled from the broadcast.
Well, the women just finishing off. You know what women are like, hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
Outrageous. Some of the men are doing that as well.
I don't know what they said. They said, I don't understand that language, whatever
tea
that
crumpets,
is.
Tea something. Crumpets.
But he said, you know, women, they're a little bit slower. They're doing their makeup and, you know, they're just hanging around.
He said, you know what women are like.
You know what women are like. They're always doing their makeup. They're always slow.
Okay, Peyton, play that again because I just thought I heard women finishing off. That's all I thought I heard. Pepe, play it again, please.
Well, the women just finishing off. You know what women are like. Hanging around, you know, doing their makeup.
Outrageous. Some of the men are doing that as well.
I thought that was Choppy's laugh in the background.
And then outrageous
bald. Outrageous bald. Robert. That is outrageous, Robert.
So gone, bald.
Yep, gone. He had a lengthy apology on social media. He goes, I'm a big advocate. And he has been, apparently. Everybody says he's been a massive advocate for women's sports. But he made this joke. And now a lot of people are going at him. And a lot of people are coming to his defense saying, that gets him fired. We've lost the plot. But
he lost the plot.
He has been removed from the Eurosport, at least from that specific day, and they said he will not be appearing on the coverage.
And what were they doing in the meantime? What was he?
Their makeup.
No, it was. I think he was talking about like the times.
Now look, listen to me. I'm going to say this to you. You're on like the good edge of things right now, but a lot of times with you, because you know attention is your drug,
I start getting a high off it and I lean in a little too hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just want to give you that warning right now. All right,
because Gavin's listening.
and people.
That's right. That's
back
right.
To you.
Novak Djokovic beats Rafael Nadal in Paris. You don't see Nadal lose too many matches.
Is it a match
in Paris?
Yes, it's a match.
But this is at Roland Garros on the clay. But, you know, the men's tennis, there's just three sets.
Silence come again?
Just three sets for the men's tennis.
Okay.
You know, like, it was a best of three.
The quality.
So that's what they were doing in the Olympics. But Joker.
Bassett probably watched this.
He probably did. Joker moves on. And then, real quick, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's doing some highlight packages for NBC. And I don't think Snoop had seen a whole lot of badminton in his time, but he is all in right now.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see it, don't stop to the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Wait a minute. Hold it way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that. That was a good point.
He's like Peyton Manning.
There's comedic to it.
I mean, and even better, probably. Anything he does, no one craps on it. No one says lame. No one says we're tired of you. No one rolls their eyes.
Did you see his Olympic pin?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Google the Snoop Dogg Olympic pin. It is a pin that he's wearing around there of him blowing smoke rings, and it's the Olympic rings.
No.
Yep.
That's great.
He's actually...
He's been wearing it around.
Did he get them to align?
Yeah. It's not like the five intertwined, but it's like they're one after the other, the different colored rings.
Oh, wow.
That it looks like he's blowing smoke rings.
Live on the faint. Well done, RJ Choppy with Pedal to the Metal with the Olympic update brought to you in part by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
I would buy that. I like that. Look at that.
Cool. Thanks.
That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. That is pretty cool.
All right. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Have the Rangers change your minds again? And are we about to get that big-time punishment in college football? We have a major kegger that is coming up around the NFL. And Will McClay on these Cowboys who are supposed to be putting the pads on today. All of that is next with Sean and RJ. Good morning, Metroplex. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for here on Sean and RJ. And, of course, we are brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. We're a little bit on our toes this morning because Ruben led the way in, and even with his sunglasses on at night outside, he saw a skunk. Apparently saw a skunk.
Tail up, too. Yeah. That was tail up. I saw him. He was, at first I thought it was a squirrel. I was like, what's a squirrel doing out at this hour? And it was tail up, scattering off. And
the skunk is in the facility, like probably, about 15 feet from our broadcast tent. Then Ruben went outside to track, and I think he's in the writer's tent right now.
Yeah, yeah, he's in the...
which is what? Probably 30 yards?
Yeah, probably about 20, 30 yards from us. Not very far.
Length of your throw yesterday?
No. 52, baby. That's a solid throw. It's close. It's close for comfort over there.
He's trying to get a lift in with Britt Brown in the weight room right behind us.
Now, I need some skunk tips. I've dealt with copperheads now. RJ, self-proclaimed king of the wildlife in Roanoke. How do you deal with a skunk? And what happens if that thing sprays? Because while driving home the other day, I saw a dead skunk on the road. And even pulling up to the skunk, and the skunk was dead, I could smell it.
Yeah, it'll emanate. They people say like on the fan text, just do nothing; it'll go away. Like you don't want to do it. Now some are saying like,
now if that skunk sprays, when do they decide to spray, and how far away do they have to be in order for us to get engulfed in it?
Oh, we will get engulfed in the smell. It's when it gets on you that's the problem.
It's really tough to wash that off.
Now, tomato juice, my mom always said.
Man, if that thing crawls into this net, Choppy's like, we'll just do nothing. I'm like, if I'm just sitting here and this thing starts like brushing up against, I'm kicking it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I can do about that.
So,
I'll be on top of this chair.
This is
on top of this Broadus. I'll break Broadus's chair because of a skunk.
Okay, this is from the 903. What do you do with the skunk? I'm a hay hauling country boy, putting hay in barns with skunks. You can't make them spray because you won't be able to put the hay in it.
What?
So I learned to catch him by hand to eliminate him from spraying. You jump on him fast and carefully. You have to get his tail down. He won't spray on himself. If you see...
This sounds like a prank.
Yeah, right? No, yeah. You got to get the spray. Once you see the tail...
Catch him, guys. Just catch him and hold his tail.
Just jump on top of him. Full force.
If you see his butt...
Head first.
If you see his butt and his lady man parts down there, it's too late. Once you see the lady and the man parts, it's too late.
You guys will probably rub his thighs like yesterday on the fan cam.
My son said that was a little sus. He didn't say sus.
Two guys comfortable in their sexuality.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I didn't mind. That was a hair. Listen, I exfoliated my hands. His legs are so hairy. Okay, so hairy. My calluses are gone now, just by rubbing your leg,
dude. The shower. I can't even. I've been having to take cold showers since I burned. Even warm water like makes this thing sting.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I took a shower last night. I was like, surely it's fine now. Nope. Couldn't even have warm water without it burning.
All right, KMC. They may have a better name for their segment. I don't know. You can decide. But this is the second edition of RJ Choppy's Pedal to the Metal.
Oh, we don't have an intro.
No, we don't have an intro. We just rely on the music.
Okay, very good. So the United States Olympic team...
Segment's not that good yet to deserve an intro.
Oh, baby. They are in first place, Sean, in the medal count. Medal count,
who
Tiki
is?
Barber. Oh, the United States of America.
Oh.
They are in first place in the medal count. However... they have only 3 gold medals, and Japan 6. So Japan is in the lead in terms of the overall gold medals. But one of the most ridiculous rules comes from the Olympic Summer Games. Very bothersome, this rule here. Jordan Chiles is a USA gymnast. She finished 4th in the individual all-around qualifying. But she is not moving on to the next round. Why is she not moving on to the next round, you might ask?
Well,
I'm glad you asked that one. Because there's a stupid rule.
Because 4th place sucks?
No. There is a stupid rule. The top 10 qualifiers move on to the next round. But you cannot have more than 2 from any country. So do you want the 10 best in the finals? Or do you want the 10 best depending on where they come from?
Right.
In the finals.
I mean, that is kind of like what the Olympics is all about. Is
it's about the 10
from.
Best.
So, well, where
it's about
from,
being
too.
The best. How can you have the best Olympians?
This is a really good question because it's like, should you be punished for not having an indoor basketball court in your entire country? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like someone who has all these resources and has so much more money, should that disqualify some of the have-nots?
Yeah,
it's a good question.
You know, like, I think the have-nots, our charity to them, Bobby, is allowing them in this event. We're allowing them to partake in this event. Get their, you know,
we're like the NATO of sports.
Yeah, get their cute little country on TV during the qualifying. But when it gets down to it, we want the big boys and the big girls in here. Okay, that's what we want. And Jordan Chiles finishes 4th in the all-around qualification, yet she is not allowed in the finals. To me, that's a bad move on the Olympics.
Spittle, by the way, weighing in, agreed, do nothing with the skunks, only spray when threatened. They are harmless. Bobby, would you, 2 maybe unsuspecting characters, you got to have Choppy or Spittle fumigate or exterminate or be in charge of your pest control?
Oh,
you wouldn't think of either of them right there. But Spittle has all these little tricks and wildlife knowledge.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like RJ's is more just kind of toxic masculinity made up.
For sure. Absolutely.
Whereas, like, I feel like Gavin would have researched and had to handle it. So probably Spittle, because Choppy, I feel like, makes it up half the time.
All right, next one. Bob Ballard. Bob Ballard is
Tell him. I can see you. I see just, it on your face. Just tell him.
No, I was just looking at Jordan Chiles. That's all.
I don't understand.
Bobby?
These 2 are on the other side of the table.
Bobby?
I don't know what they're talking about.
My gosh. Bob Ballard is from Eurosport. I'm sorry. I need to correct myself.
Is that a woman?
That yes,
okay.
That's how could you not know?
Look, I don't know. Right? Is it a gymnast?
That's the one we were just talking about.
A gymnast,
Jordan Chiles.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, 4th place.
Bob Ballard is from Eurosport.
1st place now.
Bob Ballard
looking like 4 centimeters.
Was from Eurosport. He was doing the Olympic women's swimming, and he made this remark about the one of the
wait, he was doing. You see why I just asked? You just said he was doing the women's Olympic swimming.
Yeah, like he announcing.
Oh,
he's a dad. Sorry.
like Leah, sir.
Stop it. He was announcing the women's swimming, and he made this comment, which got him immediately, and I do mean immediately, pulled from the broadcast.
Well, the women just finishing off. You know what women are like. Hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
Outrageous. Some of the men are doing that as well.
I don't know what they said. They said, I don't understand that language, whatever
tea
that
crumpets,
is.
Tea something. Crumpets.
But he said, you know, women, they're a little bit slower. They're doing their makeup and, you know, they're just hanging around.
He said, you know what women are like.
You know what women are like. They're doing, they're always doing their makeup. And they're always slow.
Okay, Peyton, play that again because I just thought I heard women finishing off. That's all I thought I heard. Pepe, play it again, please.
Well, the women just finishing off. You know what women are like. Hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
Outrageous. Some of the men are doing that as well.
I thought that was Choppy's laugh in the background.
And then outrageous
bald. Outrageous bald. Robert. That is outrageous, Robert.
So gone, bald.
Yep, gone. He had a lengthy apology on social media. He goes, I'm a big advocate. And he has been, apparently. Everybody says he's been a massive advocate for women's sports. But he made this joke. And now a lot of people are going at him. And a lot of people are coming to his defense saying, right, that gets him fired. We've lost the plot. But he has been removed from the Eurosport, at least from that specific day, and they said he will not be appearing on Olympic coverage.
And what were they doing in the meantime? What was he?
Their makeup.
No, it was. I think he was. It was talking about like the times.
Now look, listen to me. I'm going to say this to you. You're on like the good edge of things right now, but a lot of times with you, because you know attention is your drug,
I start getting a high off it and I lean in a little too hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just want to give you that warning right now. All right,
because Gavin's listening.
and people.
That's right. That's
back
right
to you.
Novak Djokovic beats Rafael Nadal in Paris. You don't see Nadal lose too many matches.
Is it, yes, a match
in Paris?
Yes, it's a match.
But this is at Roland Garros on the clay. But you know the men's tennis is just three sets.
So it's come again.
Just three sets for the men's tennis.
Okay.
You know, like it was a best of three.
The quality.
So that's what they were doing in the Olympics. But Joker
Bassick probably watched this.
He probably did. Joker moves on, and then real quick, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's doing some highlight packages for NBC. And I don't think Snoop had seen a whole lot of badminton in his time, but he is all in right now.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see, it don't stop to the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Wait a minute. Hold it way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
That was a good point.
He's like Peyton Manning.
There's comedic to it.
I mean, and even better, probably. Anything he does, no one craps on it. No one says lame. No one says we're tired of you. No one rolls their eyes.
Did you see his Olympic pin?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Google the Snoop Dogg Olympic pin. It is a pin that he's wearing around there of him blowing smoke rings, and it's the Olympic rings.
No.
Yep.
That's great.
He's actually...
He's been wearing it around.
Did he get them to align?
Yeah. It's not like the five intertwined, but it's like they're one after the other, the different colored rings.
Oh, wow.
That it looks like he's blowing smoke rings.
Live on the fan... Well done, RJ Choppy, with pedal to the metal with the Olympic update, brought to you in part by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
I would buy that. I like that. Look at that.
Cool. Thanks.
That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. That is pretty cool.
All right. Live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Have the Rangers change your minds again? And are we about to get that big-time punishment in college football? We have a major kegger that is coming up around the NFL. And Will McClay on these Cowboys who are supposed to be putting the pads on today. All of that is next with Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.